steady start, really. You know, just made some easy pars to start with. Just got into the tournament. Picked up a birdie on, I think, 14, the par 5, off a really poor tee shot. I hit three poor tee shots today, way right, and got away with them a little bit. Cost me a bogey on number 6, par 5. That was the only bogey of the day, but... other than that, I played pretty steady. The irons were pretty good. I had a few chances, missed a couple of putts, you know, which normally you would expect to make, a couple of 4 or 5 footers for birdies. But so it looked like I was going to throw away a half decent round, but you know, birdied 7 and 9, so that was a good finish.
With the way the golf course is, the green complex is being so tricky. Do you feel it's keep it in play is more important, or get it, once you get it offline near the greens, which one is more important, do you think?
I think there's going to be some decent scores because the greens are soft. You know, that, I mean, they're softer than we played in, like, on Tuesday in practice. There was quite a firm bounce, and then it would check. So if the greens were that firm, then it would be a lot trickier. And the guys are able to throw the ball in, and it's stopping pretty quickly. In fact, I mean, the guys that really spin it are going to have to watch they don't spin it off the front of the green. You know, while it remains fairly soft, I think the scoring is going to be pretty good. The fairways are generous, they're soft, so, you know, that makes them a little bit wider. But, you know, you get off the fairway, then you're struggling out the rough to keep, you know, for any sort of control.
Any wind of consequence out there today?
It's just picking up now, the last three holes. Slightly different wind to practice.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. It's more, when I practice anyway, I think it's turning now off at the right off the first tee. So it'll be a cross on quite a few holes. But it's nothing to speak of. You're sheltered with a lot of the trees. There's one or two exposed areas where it plays a little bit longer into the wind, but with the shelter of the trees, you don't normally feel it too badly. So it's not playing too difficult if you keep it in play.
And standing where you are, that's a good spot.
Yeah, I mean, I expect to be 3 or 4 behind the leaders, probably. You know, I always thought someone who's going to go out and shoot 6 under, maybe 7 under, and that looks like the case, but... You can't win it first day, but you can lose it. So, you know, 3 under would have took that at the start of the day. So, look forward to tomorrow now.
Hale Irwin's 1 over with one hole to play. He beat his age. He's 72.
Really?
What would you make of that?
I played 9 holes with him in practice yesterday. Okay. So, yeah, it was, he hit 1 or 2 long clubs in. So, you know, to get it round here in 1 over for Hale, that's going some. Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. I was talking to Barry Lane, the other European I played with yesterday, and we were saying that we can't see us playing golf at 72, never mind playing on the Champions Tour at that age. So, yeah, you got to take your hat off to him. You know, he still hits it really well, and he's still competitive, and he's still keen, which is fantastic for a guy, you know, that's been around 50 years, probably, I would think.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Good luck to him.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Paul, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for your time. Yes.
Thanks.